the damn thing. Dirty Diana, singing and dancing all in the rain. Your legs, turn around and clap. Shuffle to the left, let's glide now. Ooh, drop it down, low, 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 low to the floor. Bring it up, tap and roll. Step on them, step on them, step on them, step. Step on them, kick on them, stomp in these steps. Swag the right, surf the left. Work the middle till it hurt a little.
92.3.
Hey, well, hey. I can't lie, I wanted you the first time that I saw you. Try to diss me till you realize I'm someone you could talk to. You've been hurt over and over, tell me, what has it taught you? Soon as you fell for me, though, I had caught you. Didn't I? Dead your exes, don't let them haunt you. You know if they want what's best for them, then they still want you. I know.
Boy, I love you on your worst day. Still see you how I saw you on the first day. Keep it all this time that we ain't seeing eye to eye. Can't imagine spending holidays or birthdays without you. And the moment I leave, I miss being around you. And I know you mean well, I never ever doubt you. Girl, we've been through some hell, but I still care about you. Still crazy about you. And I know all the things. Hoping and praying on the downfall. Praying on the downfall. Girl, when I see you walk away, won't be satisfied until we break up. Different story. Said he seen you out in public with a different shorty. Said you with me for the clout and you don't really love me. While we sitting here laughing at all these f***ing dummies. I don't get it, we stay out the way and stack our money. Take vacations and make sure the kids ain't lacking nothing. Going straight, but on this island, it's real sunny. Wouldn't trade it for nothing,
and I know that they
hoping and praying on our downfall.
That ever came between us was distance. Only thing you ever asked from me is to keep it consistent. We've been working on communication, and I learned it's not just how you talk, though, it's how you listen. I can't be worried about mentions. Who ain't us? They could take how they wanna take it. Trying to break a happy home up while we renovated. Niggas be irritated, they wish we would end it. But they wasn't there at the beginning. They wasn't there when your bro died, and the pain felt never ending. Bond that been cemented. You on the wall, the only time you was pinned against me. Help organize my life before you, it was a crash. I could see my future with you cause I met you in the past. Like me and more, can't think of anything in the world that I'm needing more. It's that grandparents rocking chair, fall in love, never need a divorce. In fact, I ball with you, only time that we needed a court. You need me, I'm needing you more.
Playing the best old school jams. Hot 92.3, where old school lives. Cluster Radio Media, your number one digital radio company, is giving you an opportunity to advertise your business on one or more of our 9 radio stations that reach millions of listeners. Cluster Radio Media is offering advertising packages for as low as $250 per month. Call 770-703-7647. 770-703-7647. And let Cluster Radio Media help grow your business for as low as $250 per month. 770-703-7647. Call now.
Have you ever wanted to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join the waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
I'm George Daigle, celebrating African American firsts. One of the nation's first public libraries was launched on February 20th, 1833, with the founding of the Philadelphia Library Company of Colored Persons. The founders advanced a tradition of African reading and writing over 2,000 years old. The first African American library founded in Philadelphia empowered the African American through knowledge, and in the words of an Egyptian inscription, "Know thyself." I'm George Daigle, celebrating African American firsts. The blackness.
Keep the game on. Hot 92.3.com.
Out, but I don't want you waiting around for me. got you waiting too long. I don't want you waiting too long.
She hold me down like gravity.
We on the front page of them blogs. Would you be mad at me if the whole world knew this we was on? Would be tragedy. Like, be blow trying like travel teams. You always in my travel dreams. They step two, three stripes and I'm gone. But you just want me home. Shorty hit my jack like, what the f*** you doing? I'm all alone.
You gon' press me now?
She gon' stress me out and cuss me out. I had my fair share of women, feelings don't catch me now.
Don't act like I'm average.
But you want me home. I get you what you want.
Superstar status.
But you want me alone.
I'm gonna be
happy. You held me up when I was down and out. But I don't want you waiting around for me.
I don't want you waiting too long. It's not that I'm over you. Not over, girl. But I got things to do. It's so much to be your boyfriend. Too much. And you ain't making this much easier. If I only knew this when I used to be your best friend. You see me blowing up.
Don't act like I'm average.
You want me home.
What's going on, family? It's your boy Jay Shade, and this is your number one station for adult contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. Make sure you check me out each and every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Inspirational Love Hour. And don't forget, don't play yourself, pray yourself. Peace.
Mind's alive, how to go.
This-
you get butterflies, oh yeah. Middle of the night, we all the way. Baby, baby, ain't no looking around, I'm first place. So I love him even more on his worst day. He's always there for me. And I don't know why, he don't ever give up. Go beyond and above, yeah. But every time he does, I'm right back at her. I keep on falling in love.
You be calling my name. So matter of fact, I think you better call Tyrone.
Call him
and tell him, come on, help you
come
get
on,
your
come on, come on.
You need to call Tyrone.
Call him
and tell him I said, you say no, but turn right around and ask me for something. Oh, whoa, whoa, hold up, listen, partner, I ain't no cheap thrill. Cause Miss Badu's always coming for real, you know the deal. Every time we go somewhere, I gotta reach down in my purse. With stars like Badu, I'ma tell you the truth, show and prove, booking the fool. I think you better
call him
and tell him, come on, help you
come
get
on,
your
come on, come on.
You need to call Tyrone.
Call him.
Hold on. But you can't use my phone.
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Center Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, ChronicKiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Got a new best friend. Spent a hell of time lately. I'm not the only one that you invest in. Why you gotta go so soon? Running only makes things worse. Oh, you've been steps ahead lately. Feels like you got your lines rehearsed. We was on the same way. Who told you to change things? I thought we was gang. To slide through with the dang thing. Clean up your band, yeah. Turned you to my main. Yeah, so they don't got history like we do. Don't got that chemistry like we do. They don't got history like we do. No, no. Who's that on your alarm, love? Yeah. Heard you got a new best friend. Spending hella time. I'm not the only one that you invest in. Why you gotta go so soon? Running only makes things worse. Oh, you've been steps ahead lately. Feels like you got your lines rehearsed.
We had a lot of fun,
yeah.
But I ain't the only one, yeah. I can never take it personal. Personal. Had it worse before. Put that on your line, I don't care. Cause I make women flock anywhere that I go. They don't got chemistry.
chemistry like we do. They don't make history like we do. You can never be what I am. Best friend, we like fam. You don't check all the boxes, I can. Put you on a drop top band. Hit it like a stopwatch, then take it for a quick shop. You like top shop, I'm like top notch. And she say I'm leaving, that's cool. Girl, I ain't going away, cause I got nothing to do. And so much time I can spend. I turn you up like a gem. Daily you're tripping like damn. I hit that up like a scam. It's all a part of my plan. Yeah,
yeah, so they don't got history like we do. Don't got that chemistry like we do. They don't got history like we do. No, no. Who's that on your alarm, Lord? Heard you got a new best friend. Spend a hell of time lately. I'm not the only one that you invest in. Why you gotta go so slow? Running only makes things worse. Oh, you've been steps ahead lately. Feels like you got your lines rehearsed.
Yes, sir. Okay, we live here. Listen, we here on your number one station for adult contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. It's your boy Jay Shade here on the Inspirational Love Hour, and I got my man Demola. Listen. This man right here, he killed it. I'm talking about killed it yesterday, man. I'm going to say the nation's number one.
Let's go.
Violinist.
Let's go.
Demola in the building, brother. How you feeling, man?
Bro, I'm feeling so great. It's so great to be in Atlanta. So great to be in your presence.
Man,
great
my brother.
Great to be on your station. Great to be on your show. You know what I'm saying? It's great to be here, bro.
Yeah.
I feel so good. We killed it yesterday night.
We killed it. We had some fun, man.
It was great fun yesterday,
man. We had some fun, man. So I start my show off like this, brother. I do a little something like this. It goes, Father, I pray that you bless every listener tuning in.
Amen.
I pray that this show helps jumpstart their week, that this week brings good news, overflow, peace in their home, joy in their spirit, and love in their hearts.
Amen.
I pray in advance. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, and then we do a little thing of affirmation, right? I need you to repeat after me if you can. Everybody out there in Radio Land, repeat after me. It says, great things are meant to happen to me.
Great things are meant to happen to me.
My life is amazing.
My life is amazing.
I can achieve any goal I set.
I can achieve any goal I set.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
Grace to be wealthy is on my life.
The grace to be healthy is on my life.
Grace to be healthy is on my life.
This will be the best week ever.
This will be the best week ever.
That's it, man. That's how we start the show off, man.
That's powerful,
That's
bro.
How we do it, man. We start off because it's Sunday. You only start their week. You know, people say Monday, but we're going to say Sunday starts off your week.
Yeah, of course. Sunday starts it off.
That's it, man. So, okay, brother, let's tap into it, man. Yesterday, shout out to Cam Selby was her and Julian Selby. Shout out to them. You know, we had the birthday party yesterday.
Yeah, that's how we met.
That's how we met. It was meant to be, man.
It was meant to be, bro. It was meant to be. It was cool.
So listen, my man came in, and man, I was rocking with this brother from Soundcheck. When we did this, I'm like, oh my goodness, he got some heat.
Bruh.
He got some heat, man. So
bruh, you got it. You got everything, bro.
And I said, now, and it was kind of structured at first, but then at the end of it, they let us cut loose a little bit.
Yeah, they let us cut loose.
We got to cut loose and have a good time, man. So, brother, tell them about yourself, where you from, where you reside, and then we can kind of go from there.
Okay, listen up, everyone. So I'm actually an alien. I fell from heaven. I have like 5 hands and I have like 2.5 legs. And
I believe the hands. If you heard him play this violin, I believe the hands now.
Yo, people, what's up? My name is Demola. They call me Demola the violinist. I'm a violinist. I'm a music producer. I'm an artist. I'm not a DJ. You know, I'm trying to be a DJ too, but
I'll handle that part. You handle the rest. Yeah.
You know, I'm a fun guy. I just like to have fun. I'm a musician, basically. I'm an artist. I'm a violinist. I'm based in Houston, Texas, but I, you know, fly everywhere in the world. I'm always in Atlanta, here and there. You know, around America. I'm international, you know.
Yeah.
Europe, Africa. You know, I was born in Nigeria. I grew up in Nigeria. Moved down to America about a decade ago.
That's dope.
About 10 years, I guess.
Okay.
I finally moved out 8 years ago. But I would come like 10 years ago. Just come, breeze in, breeze out. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Perform.
I was touring. But yeah, I started off my music career as a solo artist, as Demola, the violinist, as Demola, the artist here in America.
Okay.
You know, in 2016.
Okay.
I was like, you know what, I'm done playing with orchestras, I'm done playing with jazz bands, I'm done playing for artists, I want to do my thing like I've always wanted to do, and I had to take that bold step to start out, you know, but yeah, pretty much, that's it, pretty much, I've been doing my thing, I've been performing, touring the world,
yeah,
and it's been a blessing, you know what I mean, it's been a blessing. Yes, I'm going to answer all your questions, just ask me as much questions, but that's just a brief introduction, you know,
yeah.
And you can hear the accent, I'm African.
Hey,
yeah,
Nigeria.
Shout out to Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's it. I'm a violin. People ask like, could you play the violin? What do you play? I'm like, I play the violin, yeah, but I play everything on the violin.
Yo,
you know,
he's sick.
Cough, I play that stuff. You sneeze, I play.
He can play that. He can play it in the right key.
Yes,
in
go. The right let's key, go.
With the right beat per minute on top of that.
Oh, let's DJ go. Thursday. Okay.
Hey, y'all know I can't help it, man. I do the move and choose. So first thing when he said Houston, I said, man, you been a turkey leg hut?
Yeah.
One of the first things I said to the man.
That's a very famous place in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
You've never eaten there, but you're missing.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's good stuff, man. So, yeah. Shout out to my Houston family down there, too. I got a lot of family down there in Houston that they chime in, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, brother. So, how long have you been playing the violin?
Yeah, I've been playing the violin for, like, about 15 years.
Okay.
You know, and it's been a journey. It's been a blessing. I never wanted to play the violin to start with. I always liked bass and trumpets and all of that, you know. I just thought about violin was for white people. Apologies for
yeah, no, you right.
That,
go.
That's what
talk,
I thought.
We can talk.
I felt like, you know, I say that even though You know when I'm on white stations too, bro. Yeah. Saying the same thing, like, yo, I thought it was for y'all, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't for me. Yeah.
You know, I thought it wasn't for me. I thought it was not our culture, our style of sound. You know, but I got in church. My brother was playing the piano in church. We used to do a lot of stuff together. He was, you know, one of the young pianists who was killing it in keyboard and all of that. And he was like, bro, you gotta play something with me. And I'm like,
wow.
I'll play the bass. He's like, no, the violin.
Yeah.
Do something different, bro. I'm like, yo, violin is not gonna play hip hop. Violin is not gonna play R&B. It's like, so we got into an argument and I decided to pick up the violin just to be cool. You know, I have only one brother, man. So I was like, I'll be cool with you. Let's be fine. And I picked up the violin and I started teaching myself the violin. I did a class in school then, like about 4 years ago before I picked up the violin. It was a music class where you did music theory.
Okay.
And so I still had like my notebooks from then. So I would go back and be like, okay, let me figure do, re, mi, fa, so, la, di, do. And I started trying to figure that out on my, you know, violin. I pretty much, you know, taught myself. And then later I had a mentor, was able to put me through a few things, but I'm pretty much self-taught, and that's how it happened.
That's crazy.
And 15 years ago down the line, now I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. So you never had any like classical training?
I did not have a in school classical. I never went to a conservatory to study music. Okay. I never did all of that. I kind of just YouTube or just, you know, download. Then I was like, years ago I would just download stuff and just watch,
yeah,
you know. And then I had this like tiny little bit of little phone, and then my friend like who I called Hood, because he opened his computer and like just watch people and stuff. And later I started playing, and then I joined the orchestra, massive the national orchestra for the country, and that was where I met, you know, professional players.
Okay.
You know, and then that's how I started learning over there, like watching people perform. I look at how they do this stuff. Why do you play this music this way? Why do you interpret this way? And then we had conductors from Europe would come and be like, you know, the conductors and, you know, from Germany, from Belgium, from France, and of course from America too. And so that's where I started touring with people and started playing with professional musicians. And so I learned on the field.
Wow.
So I said,
so you're
up
like, you're like the
you know,
violin version of Drumline.
That's exactly, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly. And after a while, I'm like, okay, so, this is not going to help me a little. I'm like, there's how far talent can get you. So I started learning directly from people. You know, let me see what you do. How do you do it? And I started working with people. And that's how I was able to learn, you know, with musicians. And, you know, but everyone who's always met me is not trying to blow my trumpet, but yeah, I'll blow the shit.
Yeah. Go ahead, blow. Go ahead.
Well, everyone who's met me just said like I was a natural violinist. Yeah. So they were like, "How do you able to play this? How can you do this? How can you do that?" I'm like, I just figure it out myself.
Yeah.
You know, but down the line when I started working with professional musicians, traveling to Europe, and then I see how they play, and they're like, "How do you do this?" And I just play it, and they'd be like, "Okay, so how do you do this?"
Yeah.
And then we began to exchange knowledge.
That's good.
From colleagues, and
that's good.
Met like other professors who were teaching and performing, and we would play on the same stage with them. And they were like, you know what? Come see me in my office. Let me see how you perform this. Let me see how you perform that. So I had to unlearn some things I learned from the streets.
Yeah. School of hard knocks.
Hard knocks. And I had to relearn new stuff. So I would see how they do. So when I travel back home to Nigeria, I would implement those things I saw them doing. You know, and that's how I was able. After a while, I started teaching my own friends who else.
Yeah.
You know, and people who I was teaching, that's like teaching them the right way. Like, okay, this is what to do. I say, I know I taught you this was before, but this is wrong. This is how to do it now.
Mentorship.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how, you know, so far. But I don't have a music degree.
That's dope.
You know,
you don't need it, brother.
I don't think I need that.
God done gifted you. You got a natural talent on you, man. And it's a blessing, man. You definitely bless the people. And you've been doing this. It ain't something that you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's a vibe.
Listen,
bro.
I'm telling y'all, y'all gotta look him up, and if you don't already follow him, man, you gotta check him out. Demola the Violinist, man, he's killing it.
Let me tell you about Instagram, so like y'all go check me out, you know, so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Let me blow my trumpet a little bit.
Blow it.
It's at Demola Violinist, at DemolaViolinist, at Demola Violinist. Once you type Demola, you're just gonna see one guy who is verified, and that's me. But I'm just saying, though, just so you know what I'm saying?
Listen, and if y'all don't know how to spell violinist, just Google it.
Oh, okay? God, you had to say that? Oh, we're just playing around, man. You know, we're just playing.
Yeah, you're just playing. We're just playing. Listen, so we're going to get into some of this music, man. He got some heat. I'm telling y'all, he got some heat. He got some covers. He got some original tracks.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to talk about the artistry, you know what I'm saying, and how you do that. And matter of fact, man, so how long have you been an artist? Probably same amount of time, about 15 years, or
yeah,
how long has that been?
Actually, I Okay, how long have I been a vocalist? Vocalist. I've always been singing before I started playing the violin. I just sing for fun.
Okay.
I write songs. I just, you know, just hum and play. I play percussions a lot. I used to play percussions even before I started playing the violin.
Okay.
You know, I was skillful with that.
Yeah.
So I'll sing and play that, you know. Yeah. So I've always been singing and writing songs before I started playing. That's why I didn't think the violin was for me.
Because I was like,
how am I going to be singing? And, you know?
Exactly.
But I was not singing professionally. It was just for fun in school. You know, mm-hmm. I play with friends and all of that. We write songs and just harmonize ourselves and all of that. But when I started playing the violin, it took me to a different, you know, it took me down to
a different level.
The level of music. Mm. And I need you understand music from the historical part and from the cultural part and how to interpret music and how to express music.
Okay.
So that's how I gained my whole classical knowledge and classical and jazz background. And so I brought it into mainstream, which is the pop and the Afro pop and the Afro beats.
Yeah.
And so when you listen to my music, it's a fusion of all of that. The harmonies, the style of production, the music. And I'm able to create sounds that are just classical, sounds that are a fusion of classical and Afro beats and you know, like that. Fusion of jazz and pop.
Gotcha. You
know, so when you listen to my whole violin album, it's like an embodiment of it. And then when you listen to my song that I just dropped, which is a singing song, One in a Million.
Yeah, that's coming up next.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's for the ladies,
yo. Yeah, that's it. For the ladies.
It's for the ladies,
bro. I love that song.
It's for the ladies, bro. I dropped it on Valentine's Day, February 14th. It's for the ladies. I'm hot right now.
Yeah. Let's get that. So listen, we're gonna get right back here on your number one station for Darker Temperature R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour.
Let's go.
I got Demola in the building. We'll be right back at these messages. Let's go.
Commercial free hour.
On the all new Hot 92.3.com. Hot 92.3.com.
It's all about the old school.
Playing the best variety of old school. All your favorite old school. Right here.
Right now.
Ever since I met you, baby, I've been falling. When you touch my body, baby, I've been burning. I wanna wake up to you, baby, every morning, yeah. You were one in a million. I'm a jetty, no go kill me. Girl, I swear that you were sweeter than a party. I'll be your Romeo, be my Juliet, never leave me, yeah. Cause you were one in a million. Oh no, baby, baby, baby. Type, I know that I am lucky. Now you dey bust my head, my baby, softly. And when I text you, baby, make you reply. Oh, I am coming, yeah. To take your hands, I'm ready for the journey, yeah. And when I kiss your face, it's sweet like honey, yeah. I wanna hold your waist like it's my money, yeah. Girl, do you want a bad guy? Say, do you want a bad guy like me? Say, do you want a fly guy? Say, do you want a fly guy like me? Say, do you want a sharp guy? Say, do you want a sharp guy like me? Say, do you want a fly guy? Say, do you want a bad guy like me? Yeah, baby, my baby, I am in love with you. My baby, you are one in a million. Oh no, oh no. Baby, oh no, baby.
Listen, we're back here on your number one station for Dark Contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspiration of Love Hour. Listen, that was one in a million. My man's coming with that heat, man. He's coming with that heat.
This is...
Y'all going to have to chime in. Let me know what you think about that. He's coming with that heat.
Let's go.
Now, before we get back into the conversation, don't forget, y'all, this Friday, the 17th, is Wine and Winning Conversation right here, 1895 Phoenix Boulevard, Cluster Live Studios. It is Wine and Winning Conversations. What is Wine and Winning Conversations? Come out from 6 to 9 p.m. Bring your business cards. Make sure your Instagram is right. You get a chance to network and mingle with other business owners, entrepreneurs over wine, little appetizers like that. And we're going to talk on our sister station, ATL Talks. You get to talk about your business live from 6 to 9 p.m. This Friday, Wine and Winning Conversations. Okay, brother. So one in a million. What was the inspiration behind one in a million?
It's always causing trouble, bro.
Was it just a feel good or, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
One in a million.
Yo, one in a million was an inspiration that I just wanted to write songs because of how I see and perceive love, right?
Okay.
Love. And I wanted to write a song that, a pure love song.
Okay.
That people can dance to and vibe to.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of times, I'm not just saying, but it's not everywhere. A lot of times when people talk about love, it's always the vulgar words in it. Like,
exactly.
You know, so it kind of makes people think of what is really love? Is love this or love is that?
Exactly.
I mean, it's time to be, you know what I'm saying, nasty.
It's time to get nasty.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to write a song that is from my perspective as, okay, yo, I'm not a gangster, but at the same time, I'm not like a cool boy like
exactly.
that. You know, you know what I'm saying? I'm like that kind of bad guy, sharp guy, but like I still know what love is.
Got
you know, like you're one in a million. You're like a different girl from people. You know, you know, and that's why I'm like, at a point in this, that was the second verse, I was like, do you want a bad guy like me? Do you want a sharp guy? Do you want a fly guy like me?
That's
but, hey, you're my one in a million. I'm in love with you. Like, I am in love. I love you. Like, I'm not saying anything like makes you feel like I don't want to sexualize you. You know, I don't want to make you feel a certain type of way and misconstrue love for that. But at the same time, it's on a dancey beat. The song is on 105 BPM.
Yeah.
It's on E major. You know, it's a song that has like the life and happy feel. And if you watch the video, you know, pretty black girls, you know, in the video, and
that's good.
Fine guys in it, and just me, you know, vibing with my friends, and we're dancing and just having. It's a fun song, you know
that's
what I'm
good.
Saying? But there's seats in that pocket of love, you know what I'm saying? So you wanna dance to a love song? Okay, you wanna dance to whatever, or you just wanna dance to it without being, you know, listening to it. It's just, that's why I say it's for the ladies, you know, make you like that kind of old R&B kind of vibe, but in a new school Afro R&B way.
Okay,
pop.
That's dope.
You know, so pop. Afrobeat and R&B fused together.
That whole feel, the
vibe.
That
whole
vibe,
man. It's a dance vibe. It's like if I tell you, say I love you like Davido, that kind of a vibe.
Yeah,
that kind of
essence. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You don't need no other body. You know that kind of essence. That's how the song sits in.
Okay. Yeah, man. That right there, man, that joint is some heat.
Thank you, man.
I'm telling
you,
man, that's some heat.
Thank you, man.
And you know what? That's what the ladies need, man. They need some music like that. Something that just like, you know, just that feel good. It ain't over-sexualized or nothing that, man. You know, just something that's really going to, you know, make them just feel good, man. Just feel appreciated, man.
Definitely.
So, real quick, I wanted you to chime in on, we were talking about, I want you to talk about basically not being in a box, right? So, because you're talking about your stuff is like a fusion, right?
Yeah, it's a fusion.
And I think so many people kind of feel like, oh, I don't know how people are going to perceive this. I don't know how they're going to take my talent or what gift that God has given me.
Right.
So tell them, how did you say, you know what, for lack of better terms, F it, I'm going to just go for it. You know, forget it. I'm going to just go for it.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so how did you do that?
Am I allowed to cuss? Yes or no?
Oh, you can cuss a little bit. Yeah,
a little bit. I'm
going to pray on it later. Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, I got a point. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do what I like. And
if
people do not like it, cool. People are going to like it. Listen, this is how I see it. The villains in the world, the guys who do crazy shit in the world, they have followers. They have fans. They have people who would die for them, right?
That's right.
And the angels in the world, demons in the world, they all have people who, like if you're a pastor, you have your fans. If you're a demon, you have your fans. So if being on extreme ends, you still have people who support you.
Yeah.
Why not just do your thing? People are going to support you regardless. You're going to have your own fans.
That's right.
And you're going to start building from your fans. I don't want to be like nobody.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen, I'm in a generation where I feel like, okay, see, I need to do something that appeals to my generation.
That's good.
But I don't have to still do it in the way that everybody does it. Like, I feel my music in a different way. I hear it a different way.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, listen, this is my sound. I'm going to dish my sound out to you guys. And you guys are going to take it.
Yeah.
Or you leave it. And if you leave it, someone else is going to take it.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
So whoever is going to take it, let them take
it.
And
that's how I build, man.
That's how I build my fan base over time. When I started playing the violin, people were like, oh, no. I started playing the violin to rap songs. I started playing the violin to R&B songs.
Yeah.
I started playing it. And my guys in Africa will be like, okay, cool. Can you play our African songs? And I started playing violin to African songs and they lost their fucking mind.
Wow.
And that was how, you know, I'd be like, ooh, can you do reggae? I can do reggae.
Yeah.
So I started listening to every form of song and I wanted to express it on my violin. And that actually affected my singing style. Because now, having all those skills of jazz, of this, of that, when I'm writing my own songs, it just somehow kills, you know, every other influence that just comes and be like, okay, so this is your...
It's just raw.
Comes in and I'm writing a song and I'm hearing this riff that is a jazz riff and I'm hearing this beat that is an Afro beat and I'm hearing this jump and this snare that is a hip hop. And that when I'm making the beat, that's what I make.
Wow.
And so when I'm writing, I just write like that and I'm like, I'm done writing and I record and I just dish it out. I'm like, oh, I like the sound.
Yeah.
It's different, but it's good. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool. I don't feel offended if you don't like it. But the ones who like it and they stream it. And over time, I started building my fan base from 0 to 10 to 100 to 85 and then to 125, went back to 100 and then it started growing because some people were unfollowing and following and like, let's just see what he got.
Yeah.
Until I hit 1,000 followers and then I hit 10,000. I remember when I had my first 10,000 followers.
Wow.
I was running on the street.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck that, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to hit like, you know, close to a million.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm now on my Facebook, like my Facebook in just less than a year, I have like 800,000 followers on Facebook.
Wow.
And everybody used to pay attention to that.
That's crazy.
You know, so TikTok too, it grew up in a year to 800 and something thousand. So now I start thinking that, oh, so people really do love that. But I mean, I knew that. I just wanted the world to see it.
And
will I stop? No, I just keep building on that sound until, you know, it's just authentic self.
Yeah.
It's like you trying to be a chef and you want to cook stuff that everyone is making. Yep. How about you make your own recipe?
Make your own thing.
You know what I'm saying? Make your own thing. Make your own style. What is your influence? How thorough are you with your influence? How true are you to your roots?
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? I'm African.
Yeah.
I grew up in Nigeria. That's where you get the Afrobeat side. That's where you get the African music side. I play the violin. That's where you get the classical music side. Mm-hmm. I play jazz music. You hear the influence of George Benson, of the Kenny G's.
Yeah.
You know, of the Kirk Wallums, you know.
Yeah.
Of the Dave Cause, of, you know, of all of these, El Clue. Everyone is, and then I have the whole Fela Kuti side, who was a, you know, singer and a dope ass saxophonist.
Yeah.
Legend, Afrobeat. And then I have the, you know, I have all of these influences. These are people I grew. I listen to reggae heavy.
Yeah.
And so when you listen to my sound, it's a fusion of all those.
Everything all in one.
These are the things that made Demola.
That's dope.
You know.
It's like a Demola gumbo.
You get it. I think I should post that on my story. Yeah. Demola gumbo.
Demola gumbo.
Okay, go listen to Demola gumbo.
That's it. That might be the title of the next joint.
That's it. Demola gumbo.
That's it. That's good, man. And you know what? Like I was saying, I'm so big on like inspiring people, right? And breaking people out of their shell, out of their box, out of feeling like people aren't going to receive this. And I tell people all the time, man, I have a philosophy to say, all you need is 5 to 10,000 true fans. Out of the million people, the billion people in the world, that's all you need. Because I feel like a true fan to me, and it goes in the number because I do a lot of calculation. I'm like, a true fan is somebody that has spent $100 a year with you. If y'all do the calculation yourself out there listening on radio, if you can't make what you need to make off of 10,000 people at $100 a pop, you're doing something wrong. And you can break that thing down where it's not even just them coming to a show. It could be them buying your merchandise, buying a product. You know, they might spend $10 here, $20 here, $30 here. And we can all do that. It's just about focusing on your core fan base. And I call it, another word for it is your tribe. Mm-hmm. Your tribe of people. You know what I'm saying? What's best for you. So y'all listening, if you had any type of block thinking that somebody's not going to rock with what you got going on, Demola's the prime example.
Thank you.
Do your thing.
Do your thing, bro. Just do your thing. Like he said, you know, inspirational. Do your thing. Just keep doing your thing. It's not easy, really. The way we say do your thing, it's not really easy.
But not easy.
Just keep doing it.
That's
it. The issue is don't start and stop halfway. Because there were times I was going to feel like, oh, well, this is not going to work. People are talking shit about what I'm doing.
People
are saying like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I just shut. There's a lot of noise in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just shut yourself from the noise.
That's good.
And focus on the good thing. I'm going to say this part, right? If you wear a white cloth, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's a dark spot on the white cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Or you wear a dark cloth and there's a white spot on the dark cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is going to notice the white spot on the dark cloth. Mm-hmm. Or the black spot on the white cloth.
Mm-hmm.
But no one is going to say, oh man, your cloth is so white and it's so good. They will notice, what's that spot?
The one spot.
Why? It's just how the world is.
That's how the world is.
And what is it? When you stand in front of the mirror, you're like, oh, this little stain. Then what do? You take off that whole shirt.
The whole shirt.
Because of that little stain.
Yep.
That's not how we should live.
And the whole shirt was keeping you warm.
Yeah. That's not how we should live. So a lot of times we focus on somebody said a negative thing about, what about the people who say positive things?
Exactly. Exactly.
What about the things people who say, we love your stuff, keep going.
Yeah.
Let that be your fuel. Let that be what be your gasoline.
That's
Let
good.
Let that be what inspires you.
Yeah.
Let every other person who says, you know what, I don't like what you're doing. You're sham, you're fake, you're this, you're not talented.
Yeah.
Do not listen to those people. Just keep working on your craft. Those same people we convert.
Over for sure.
Time.
For sure.
And you'll be surprised. It might be one of your biggest fans. They'll be like, you know what, I used to hate on this nigga.
Right? Yeah. But he's coming with it now.
No, he's coming with it now.
He's coming with it
they'll,
now.
They'll come up with an example. I think he improved over time.
Like, no, I'm just saying. You got to make it undeniable, man. You got to make it undeniable.
That's a word. Undeniable. Yeah, man. It gets to a point, like consistency is a key thing. You know what I'm saying? I keep saying this. I would rather die poor.
Mm.
Which I am not, and I will never be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I would rather die poor and fulfilled.
Mm.
Because I'm doing what I love doing.
That's
and
good.
And happy, like you said, having the right tribe.
Yep.
Then, you know, having everything and feeling empty. That's what leads to suicide. That's what leads to living a regretful life.
Yep. Yep.
You meet people and people are so I met people who are like, I'm so happy I'm doing what I love to do. I love doing this.
Yeah.
Nothing else makes me. And I know that once you're doing what you love to do and you have the right people, you have the right tribe, you can't be poor, bro.
Yeah.
Because poverty is a mentality.
That's it.
You can't be poor financially. You can't be poor having the right people. Like, you have everything you need.
Everything you need.
Money to right people, to people who love you, and people, and these are the kind of people you want to have around you.
That's
you
know right.
What I'm saying? Just stay grounded. Keep doing your stuff. That's Don't good. Stop, man.
That's good, man. I'm telling you, listen, he's preaching y'all today, man.
Amen. Yeah. Pastor Demola.
Pastor Demola in the building.
Hallelujah.
Listen, man, we're going to be back here in a minute. Listen, we got my man Demola in the building.
Let's go.
He's coming with it. And matter of fact, you know, you got a song about for the women. I got something for the women, too. We're going to go and play real quick.
Then okay.
We got Poppy coming. We're going to go and get to it. Here on your number one station. For a darker tip rate R&B, it's Hot 92.3. Listen, y'all need to go in and tune in right now. Tell a friend to tell a friend to go ahead and get in on this party because we partying today. We having a good time. We'll be right back after these messages here on Hot 92.3, HOTT923.com. Let's go. Black Queen.
as you do. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, that lady, you're so beautiful, you're so smart. A lion wish it had your heart, baby, you know it's true. What would I do without? My beautiful black women, thank you for all you do. And if nobody else has told you lately, I love you.
I love you.
Yeah.
Listen, we back, man. Listen, this guy right here, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
This guy.
I'm here, bro.
I'm here.
I'm here, bro. Let's go.
That was popping.
That was popping.
Like, not only was it popping, the song's called popping. Listen, D-Mola's coming with it, man. He done brought some heat with us today, and we listening to it. We chiming in. So, brother, okay, let's go into... So the One in a Million came out, what, February?
Yeah, February 14th.
February, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's next?
What's next? Okay. So last year I dropped my violin album.
Okay.
All originals. That's where you have Poppin on there.
Okay.
Feelings. It's called Feelings with a One. It's of an I.
Okay.
Which means one world, one music, like bringing everybody on the global sound. So you have jazz, music, and pop, and R&B, all of them fused. So different tracks. And this year is to drop my vocal plus violin album. And so One in a Million started off with all vocals until it got to 2 minutes and something, and it ends with a violin solo.
So wait a minute. So this next project,
it's a vocal album.
It's gonna be Plus. VVs. It's gonna be VVs.
No, VVS. VVS. So violin and vocals. You know, vocals and violins. You know what I'm saying? But basically, you know, you're very, 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 very on point. You know, it's a Demola Gumbo. I feel like it's my whole totality I'm bringing out. Mm-hmm. Because me playing the violin only, which is dope, which is good, you know, but that's a style. That's just a part of me.
Okay.
You know, the part of me that sings, that produces, that writes songs, you know, that harmonizes himself in
his
shower.
Yeah, all that.
Is that homie, you know. So I write songs where I sing and I have like violin solos in it, you know. So the album is going to be dropping this year. It's going to be dropping by summer.
Okay.
Date is not set yet. I'm going to be dropping the next single.
Okay.
And then I'll drop the album. And you just be sure to go listen. It's a fusion of Afro pop. Jazz.
Afro pop jazz.
So jazz is where the violin comes in.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
And then pop music and Afro beats. And of course, Afro R&B. Some tracks are just Afro R&B.
Okay.
You know, with violin. So Afro R&B, of course, with jazz. You know, Afro classic R&B, Afro that. But it's a fusion, you know, basically. That's what I'm going to be dropping this year. So when I dropped One in a Million, a lot of my fans were like, we don't know you sing.
See?
I'm like, yeah, this is not the first time. I've actually been dropping songs we have been singing, but I stopped in 2019. So all of my fans who came after that, so now, and a few of those from before did not know.
Yeah.
You know? So they're like, this is my new, you know, I'm bringing my whole totality to you guys so you guys can see that beyond the playing the violin, I'm actually a singer and a performer. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Dope.
So that's what that music. I have a lot of songs. I'm just saying this on air. I have over 100 songs.
And now, you're putting in work, man.
I have like 4 albums ready to go, but I'm just going to be, you know, showing out. And the album keeps changing every single time because I write a song and I make a new song. I'm always in the studio. I'm like, you know what? This fits this album. I'll put it on this album. So this first album coming out has a name. I'm not going to say the name yet. I'll come back on the show to say what the name is.
We're going
to
bring it back. We're going to bring it back. Double Your Money, Make a Stack.
Let's go. Let's go. But that's what is coming. I'm going to be dropping the next single.
Okay.
And then we're trying to make this song.
Do you know when the single's going to come? Yeah, they got to wait.
I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell you. The next single is going to be coming in May.
Okay, cool.
You know, we dropped... I'm going to be dropping...
That's the best month of the year. We're going to talk about why it's the best month of the year.
Really?
We're going to do it in May.
Really? But I'm going to be dropping a new single every 90 days.
Okay.
A new vocal single every 90 days. But I'm still going to be dropping covers because Murder, She Wrote... I did Murder, She Wrote. I was talking about that before we started the show. That has about, you know, over 20 million across... Over 10 million views across social media on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of the whole platforms, you know. People have been asking, want to download, want to stream it. So I'm going to drop that next
one. That's good.
You know, I'm dropping a lot of other violin covers and all of that. But like my work, my vocal work with my violin, my original stuff, my first original stuff was One in a Million this year.
Okay.
The next one is going to be, I'm not going to say the title of the single.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
When it's going to drop in May, you know, and then I'm going to follow it with a whole vocal violin album.
That's dope.
The album is sick.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Is there talks of like a tour or
I've been doing a few cities, but I'm starting the tour for the year soon.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be here.
I'm
bringing my tour to Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm gonna be doing my headlining concert in Atlanta. I did my headlining concert in Delaware. I did my headlining concert in Houston, of course. I did in South Carolina.
Okay.
I did in a few cities in South Carolina. I'm going to be bringing it to Atlanta.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing a full tour this year. So I'm going to be touring for the violin album and for the vocal album.
Okay.
So album of last year, The Feeling Store, plus my vocal album that's coming this year.
Okay.
And it's going to be, and I have a lot of cover albums out there. So if you're listening to R&B, pop, you know, play a couple of them for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to, the whole concert is like a fusion of everything. You're listening to classical music, you're listening to R&B covers, you're listening to original songs, you're listening to songs that you're very familiar with that you've forgotten about. Songs like I Want to Dance with Somebody,
Memories.
You know what I'm saying? Like songs that I played at the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Tell them about it, bro.
Oh, man, listen, man. This guy, he brought back some classics, man. And
you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. And then he does high fashion. Listen, man, we was up in there rocking. I said, my hands was itching because I'm like, I want to jump in this thing. But then I finally got, you know, we got to go ahead and get it.
Yeah, he killed it. But I need to say about he's an awesome DJ with a great vibe, great art, and great character. You know what I'm saying? Which is very key. So y'all don't just see him as a singer or an artist or a DJ or presenter. He's more than that. He's dope.
Man, I appreciate you.
It's dope. Oh, are you really humble though? I thought you were gonna be like,
no, 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 I'm like, keep it low.
He's like, listen, I'm keeping it low.
I keep that for the ladies.
Don't be humble. Don't be humble.
Don't be humble.
Don't be humble.
That's the Nigerian way,
bro. Be cocky about your stuff, man. Be cocky a little bit. You know,
you gotta be cocky about your stuff.
You gotta be cocky about your stuff.
Listen, I try to coin myself as the nation's number one singing DJ. That's how I'm going.
Okay, that's way cocky, bro.
Yeah.
I love that. That's how we should be. You know, talk your shit.
Listen, so we about to be right back. We about to play two joints. We got Feelings and You. Demola is in the building. I'm honored. We're going to have a good time here on your number one station for Darker Temper R&B. Hot 92.3. It's the Inspirational Love Hour. Let's go.
Thank you. Jay Shade and Hot 92.3 got this. Fire.
This is UNN, Urban Network News, national news and information for and about people of color. I'm Alexander Caden.
After a two-hour debate, the California Reparations Task Force decided to vote for an agency that would provide certain services to descendants of black enslaved people while overseeing groups that provide other services. The task force will release its set of recommendations on July 1st. Former Memphis EMT Robert Long, who was fired after the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols, testified in front of the Tennessee Emergency Medical Services Board and said when he arrived on the scene, police were impeding care by refusing to free Nichols from his handcuffs in order for him to receive aid. Newly released video shows correction officers at Shelby County Jail in Tennessee beating a black man to death. At least 10 officers beat the man while he was naked and suffering from a mental health crisis. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission said in its lawsuit that ExxonMobil Corporation violated federal law for failing to take sufficient action as 5 hangman's nooses were displayed at its facility in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. According to the government, in January of 2020, a black employee found a hangman's noose at his work site at the Baton Rouge complex run by ExxonMobil, and he reported it. At the time, the company knew of 3 other nooses that had been found at the complex, but failed to investigate all the complaints and take action to prevent harassment. The president of HBCU Jackson State University in Mississippi has been put on paid administrative leave, and a longtime faculty member has been named temporary acting president. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News. Visit our website at myunn.net.
DJ Shane, don't do him like that.
We're back here in your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour. Demola is in the building. Demola the violinist.
Let's
Demola
go.
Violinist on IG.
Yeah.
Don't put the duh in there. You y'all listen to me. You be like, where's he at? That's good. So listen, y'all, first of all, I'm sorry. I didn't know that news was going to be there. That was kind of like, Jesus.
You had to switch it up.
Oh, my goodness. Let me go ahead and bring some Don't Be Cruel in real quick. It was a lot of cruelty going on that news that was coming on. So listen, don't forget, y'all, March 17th. That's this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. here in the Cluster Live Station, 1895 Phoenix Boulevard. We got Wine and Winning Conversations. Come out, talk to other business owners, talk to other fellow leaders in the community and network, because, you know, your network is your net worth. And you come out, talk, mix and mingle over some wine, talk about your business live on ATL Talks Radio, and let's have a good time. That's going to go down this Friday, the 17th, here at Cluster Live Studios, 1895 Phoenix Boulevard. So, my brother is in the building. We vibing. We having a good time. Mm-hmm. We done played some music. We and we ain't done yet. We still getting to it. So, man, tell me about... as a violinist, because off air we said something else. So, as a violinist,
yes, sir.
What is one of your most memorable moments, man?
Oh,
you can go about the your memory. He said he got a different memorable moment, but
a violinist.
Yeah.
That kind of stops me from saying.
Hey, that's man, like I've been playing the violin in the moment, so I don't know what you got going.
But
on.
But listen up, my first. I have a lot of memorable moments.
Okay, give us one of my best
memorable moments was, you know, I've been doing headlining concerts, but like my headlining concert in Houston was crazy.
Okay.
That's my city, and then I had like the major people in the city come out. When I mean major people, I'm not gonna have people who run the city.
Wow.
Come out, you know, representatives from Houston mayor, you know,
wow. People
who run the city, like the council members, like the entrepreneurs that actually make Houston, you know.
That's dope.
But not just that, like Houston came out and it was full support. We had a whole production and it was massive. You know, that was a great memorable moment. But the major one that first ever happened to me was my first show. When I was playing the violin, I didn't think I was gonna be going to shows. I was just thinking, okay, when I play, I'll play in church and I'll the rest out. Maybe I didn't know. I had a mentor then who came out. I was like, yo, you can play, you're so born. And he told me, you know what, follow me. And he took me on a ride. We walked, he took me to eat, because I loved to eat then.
Yeah.
And then we ate, and he was like, you're natural violinist. I think you should pursue a career being a violinist. I was like, huh? And then he was like, I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine. And that was it. And I didn't know his friend was a booking agent. So his friend came to see me play the violin in church. And I was playing, and he was like, okay, play this. And he brought some songs, and I played it. Me, the radical guy, I was like, you know, just some teenager who was...
Yeah, he's going.
And the guy was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to call you in 2 weeks. Do you have a number? I didn't have a phone then. It's like, okay. So he called my friend. And in 2 weeks, it's like, you're flying us to the capital of the nation. So I'm like, I had to tell my mom, I'm going somewhere. My mom like, who are my friends? You know, I'm like, okay, cool. I took a violin. I didn't have a violin then, so
okay.
I had to borrow a violin because I used to steal the church violin to practice, but I was going to go for a week, so they would always count the violin.
Wait a minute. Come on, bring it back. Tell us the story. So you didn't...
You see how memorable this shit is for me.
Ambitious, y'all. We're talking about ambition here. So
I used to steal the church.
You didn't even have a violin.
I didn't have a violin. I would actually walk to the church to go, you know, practice, and sometimes when the church is not open, I would steal the violin and hide it.
Wow.
Somewhere in the church where no one will be able to see, so I can practice before the store opens.
That's crazy.
The church had a lot of violins. Some of them were spoiled, some of them were good, but nobody was, you know. So I started developing the interest after I started picking up. I could teach myself stuff.
Yeah.
I started liking it. It was something new for me. So I started doing it, and, you know, my guy who walks up there, and he came to me, I was like, my friend. And he was quite older than me, and he was like, you know what? I think I'm going to mentor you, because he was playing national orchestra. So he gave me materials, told me, hey, I'm not around to practice. I'm in school. Just go practice this stuff.
Yeah.
And he came, saw me, did it after like months. And he was like, you good. Brought his friend. Friend was a booking agent. I didn't know. It was like, because I was working. I was cleaning, you know, I was working in a restaurant, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not like restaurants here where you have tips. I was working like a booker. We call it like local restaurants.
Mm.
So it was really... He was like, you're going to have to stop this soon. I'm like, I don't understand. This is how I get my money. You know what I'm saying? So the booking agent came. I was like, you're following us to the capital. So I went to tell everybody I was working that I'm not going to be around and I'm traveling to the capital. I was feeling good. Like,
I
was going to get paid.
Wow.
But guess what? I actually traveled. And when I got there, after the rehearsal, final rehearsal, somebody walked up and was like, you know what, you guys are so da-da-da-da-da-da. So do you guys know, I mean, I knew everyone in the event, everybody, because I was the only new player, I was the youngest.
Yeah.
So everybody knew what kind of we're playing for. So I was like, new boy, nobody really knew what, who is this boy?
Yeah.
You know, but I would practice every time in my hotel room. And
yeah,
just,
yeah.
You know, I didn't even have my own personal hotel room. I would stay with like two guys who had like hotel rooms. So I would just stay with them.
Wow.
You know, I would always disturb them midnight, so I had to mute my violins. But guess what? I was actually, my first show ever was to play for the president
on wow.
Independence Day. Just imagine yourself a ghetto boy.
Yeah.
From a church.
Yeah.
Somebody comes to you and says, you're going to come DJ. And the first DJ you're going to DJ is in the White House. And it is on the Independence
Day. Yeah.
So the first ever show I did was for the president of my country. It was called the Independence Day Dinner.
Your first show?
Ever. And it was televised.
Wow.
Nationally.
Wow.
So all my ghetto girlfriends.
Yeah. All that. Yeah.
Girlfriend, I mean, I didn't have a girlfriend then, but oh my, I didn't even have any girl I was talking to there. But every of my friend saw this stuff on TV because it was what? Our Independence Day.
Yeah.
So every station was playing it. Independence Day dinner. Presidents of all African, a lot of African countries came.
Wow.
And I was actually on the second seat. So something happened. The major players didn't come because they were traveling.
Yeah.
So they had to move me from the back seat to the second front seat. And then on one of the performers, I actually sat in the first seat as the youngest first player, but I was the only one who was capable of playing the stuff with a few other guys, so I wasn't, and I had to play the solo. And when the president finished, he walked up to me and shook me. I was like,
shook your hand.
Boy, how are you? I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
Bro, I thought that was the whole thing. I didn't know I was gonna get paid. When I left, I was jumping around, running. Yeah,
couldn't believe it.
My mentor held me, was like, congratulations, congratulations. I'm like, why didn't you tell me this? It's like, I cannot tell you.
Yeah,
like, you didn't want you to be nervous. I didn't want you to be nervous. Like, yeah. I wanted you to see, like, I did all the rehearsals for a week. I didn't know that was what I was rehearsing for.
Yeah.
Until the first rehearsal. When they were driving us there,
I was trying to see everything.
Bro.
That's
And
crazy.
I didn't have a phone, you know? But when I got back, bro,
yeah,
my whole hood, walking through my hood just to my house.
Oh, they knew you. They knew what was going on.
Everybody was like,
you was walking like the man when you came through.
Everybody was waiting for me.
Wow.
Back home. Because I stayed in the ghetto, bro. I stayed like hood. Like,
yeah.
Everybody was like, because we didn't have lights. People switched on their generator to watch, and it was all over newspapers. So, they took pictures, and so they saw the orchestra. I'll see you recognize that small boy with his afro.
Yeah.
Bro, people took the newspapers where the hood I was and they stamped it on the walls.
Wow.
Because nobody from the hood had ever had an opportunity. That was my first show. Till I die.
Wow.
When I'm maybe 120 years old, but
that's it. I don't know if I want to be here that long, but yeah, you can go 120.
In good health. 120. I will always remember the first show. I always remember who put me on. And I always remember the guy who, the first booking agent, he was a violinist too. May he so rest in peace.
Yeah, wow.
After that show, he's dead. After that show, he took me on as his duet partner. So we started traveling. And through him, I did a lot of influential gigs.
Man, mentorship is everything, ain't it?
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Good character comes first. You know, hard work
and
mentorship. He saw like this boy would always practice and always, I would like, this is off his heart, but I'll practice it.
Yeah.
So I would spend, sometimes he would say I should stay in his suite. It would, midnight, he'd be like, can you turn your volume down? I'm like, I'm trying to get this.
Yeah.
I would not sleep on midnight. I'll be practicing.
Yeah.
And he liked the fact that I was able to live up to expectations.
Wow.
So he's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take you to small places. We are going to make money. And that's how I stopped working as a cleaner. I stopped working as a whatever in any way I was working for, and that's how I started working. I started earning money playing violin. I never knew I would earn money playing violin.
That's crazy, man.
So till I die, till I have my own kids, this is the first. And when I had started teaching violins, when I started teaching people, my students, I would groom them and I try to make sure that the first show they go for is a big show.
Big show. See, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Listen, we're gonna play some more music. Wow, you got me in awe, man. That's good. So, okay, the Mola's in the building.
Yeah, I'm in the building.
Music.
I'm in the building.
We're going to get to it. Here on your number one station for Dr. Tipper R&B. Hot
92.3,
let's go.
Let's go.
the all-new Hot923.com.
Okay, listen, we're back here on your number one station for Dark Contemporary R&B. Listen, our time is almost up. My man, Demola, is in the building.
We had, you know, great time it is.
Is, yeah.
Yo, behind this would be fired.
I know. Listen, we had some great conversation. We're going to bring him back. You gonna come back, bro?
Yeah. You know I'm coming back, bro. I'm bringing my tour to the city, bro.
Okay,
I'm bringing my tour to the city. He's definitely going to have to talk.
We're going to come out and do a live remote at the show. We're going to do it.
Let's do it for real. Let's do that.
I said live on the air. We're going to do it. We're going to do that. I'm trying to see if I can get in there and DJ spin a little bit.
DJ spin, I'm going to play to whatever you play, bro.
My man.
Let's make that happen. Let's entertain people for like a few minutes. It'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, bring him in.
Play it, whatever.
I'll be the opening act.
You know how we do it. Yeah. Nah, you can be the headliner too.
Yeah. That'll work, man. So listen, I appreciate you, brother, for coming on to the show. Y'all know how we get down. So listen, right after the show, go on to Hot923. That's HOTT923.com. Go to the podcast, click the podcast tab, and click on the Inspirational Love Hour. And you will hear this show from today. We're going to be on there. So check it out. Once again, give them your social handle so that way they got it.
Okay. At DemolaViolinist at Demola Violinist. On Facebook is at Demola Violinist. On Instagram is at Demola Violinist. TikTok is at Demola Violinist. On Twitter is at Demola Violinist. On YouTube, just type Demola. And if you type Demola Violinist, I'm still going to pop up on YouTube. You're going to see my page on YouTube. That's it pretty much, Demola. On Spotify, on whatever, all streaming platforms is my name, Demola, D-E-M-O-L-A, Demola.
Demola worldwide. I'm telling you, you got the Demola Gumbo.
Yeah. Demola Gumbo.
Coming up next, we got a Red Cup conversation with my main man, Sean, and the crew. We got a full day today here at Cluster Live Studios. And don't forget, the 17th is going down here, Wine and Winning Conversation. Y'all know how I get down. Never forget, don't play yourself. Pray yourself. We out of here. Let's go.
I love that.
Wait. Like New York in traffic, I make the features and do all the casting. These theatrics.
Five calls.
Go ahead and roll one. Ain't gotta pass it. I played the role, but this ain't no acting. This show is over, but we can't be canceled.
wanna call.
Yeah.